Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we got to start here. We got to start by talking about our friend Evan Wilson, Mr. Numbers, the numbers man himself. This was at like 10:15 last night. John Jackson, the Joker from X, he's back in our Montana Talk studios. I'm here broadcasting live from the Rockin' R in Bozeman, Montana this morning following the massive election night victory party earlier this morning, just a few hours ago. But John, I don't know if you saw my tweet around 10:15 last night. I said, look, you can call it. Pennsylvania is going for President Trump. So say it with me now. Say it together. President Donald J. Trump. Did you see that tweet, John?
I did. I think I retweeted it. And that's what we were talking about earlier is, you know, all the pros out there, and I was watching them on Twitter, all these pros knew where this was going hours before it ever got called by the mainstreams.
Yeah, he was literally showing me. He said, okay, Kamala's underperforming in this county. Trump's overperforming here in Bucks County. He said, that's it. Trump's got Pennsylvania. He's the president of the United States. I sent that tweet out at 10:15. He's, of course, a great pollster. He and Eric Iverson both team up together for a great polling firm where they've been, you know, knee deep in the Montana races for, you know, for a long time now. But I sent that out at 10:15, and then I think it was about 1 hour later, a little over an hour later, that's when they started calling Pennsylvania. That's when the hammer really started dropping, and Donald Trump declared the next president of the United States. But what a massive sweep for Republicans across the state of Montana. Governor Greg Gianforte with 60% of the vote. Christy Jacobson, Secretary of State, with 62% of the vote. Austin Knutson, 60% of the vote. The Attorney General, of course. James Brown becoming the next state auditor with 62% of the vote. Susie Hedlund, a Republican superintendent of public instruction, with 60% of the vote. And Bowen Greenwood, Republican clerk of the Supreme Court. That's just the statewide races. And then, of course, both Congressman Ryan Zinke and Congressman-elect Troy Downing at the congressional level. And then, of course, the big one, Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy. It will be your senator-elect, is your senator-elect here in Montana. And then these ballot initiatives, thankfully, CI 126 and CI 127 went down in defeat. A lot of people were very concerned that the radical left was going to get ranked choice voting pushed across the finish line.
And we just can't have this anymore. The legislature needs to make that a priority. And they need to make illegal any of out-of-state money coming in here to push ballot initiatives on our ballots. That can't be. I mean, we just can't allow that in the state anymore.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break here. We've got the man behind several of these statewide successful campaigns, Jake Eaton, campaign manager for the governor, for Susie Hedlund, and for Attorney General Austin Knutson. Jake Eaton in the house with us, and much more to follow. Governor Greg Gianforte later in the hour as well. Plus, I'm going to play audio from when Senator Steve Daines came out and broke the big news.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, I told you about the tweet that I sent out at about 10:15 p.m. last night saying, hey, they need to call it President Donald J. Trump. They soon did. And it apparently it was pretty clear to anybody that actually knows the numbers that they needed to call a lot of these Montana races much earlier in the night. But, hey, nonetheless, I had to stay until the victory speech was made. Here was Senator Steve Daines on the stage at the Armory here in Bozeman, Montana. I shared this on Twitter at about 2:44 this morning. I think Senator Daines actually took the stage around 2:30 this morning.
When this great state was founded in 1889, we had two Republican U.S. senators. We've not had two Republican U.S. senators for 114 years. But that streak just got broken tonight.
There you go. That was at about 2:30 this morning. Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy taking the stage at the Armory. Jake Eaton, campaign manager for three successful statewide campaigns yesterday. Jake, what a night. This should be a powerful message across the entire state against this woke agenda, against all sorts of craziness, right?
You know, Aaron, I think the most important thing that not a lot of people get to see, because that Tim Sheehy didn't take the stage until 2:30, but this is a guy, he's had hundreds of millions of dollars spent against him, maligning everything he's ever done or said. At one point, they were attacking the guy because he gave away $5 million to build a neonatal cardiac unit at a hospital. And the first thing he did was got up and was so gracious. Thanks, Senator Tester, for the race he'd run and for his service to our state and to our country. After having hundreds of millions of dollars spent against him, calling him basically everything but a child of God.
Trying to smear his incredible military record. Jake, you're an Iraq War veteran. I'm a veteran. John Jackson, back in studio, served with federal law enforcement overseas in Afghanistan. You know, the big takeaway for me is today that I'm thinking is, I shared this at a Veterans Day message in Scobey, Montana. What do you do after a mission? No matter how good that mission was, no matter how bad that mission was, you gas up the gun trucks and you get ready for the next mission. And now, hey, now's when the real work begins, right? But there's a lot of work now to turn this country around from what's been going on these last 4 years.
Yeah, and there's a lot of work left to be done in Montana. I mean, Greg Gianforte and Austin Knutson have done some amazing jobs cleaning up the state of Montana. But let's not forget that we're coming off of 16 years of Democrat control in the governor's office and all of these agencies. There's a tremendous amount of work left to be done in Montana. And I think these landslide victories for the second election in a row really demonstrate where the people of Montana are, what they want. And in Governor Gianforte and Austin Knutson, you got two guys who aren't afraid to say what they believe, tell you what they're going to do, and then go out and do it. And I think, obviously, the numbers show, you know, people react to that kind of leadership, not these namby-pamby John Tester politicians that, you know, he's a Democrat. He votes with Joe Biden 95% of the time. But what's he said for the last 3 months? He's like, oh, look at these two times I voted with President Trump and some Republicans.
Yeah.
You know, like, people are so tired of that stuff. They want people who are going to do what they say.
Yeah, you know, a massive statewide sweep for the Republicans. The conservatives picked up one of the two Supreme Court seats in terms of getting, you know, Corey Swanson was elected a Chief Justice on the Supreme Court. But from Republican versus Democrat, massive red wave here in Montana. Eric Iverson, you know, earlier this morning, Jake and I were talking. He was talking to all the Montana boys who helped craft this Republican take back of the United States Senate. And I see one of them right over there, Brock Lawrence. Right. I remember when Brock was at Carroll College. You're a Bobcat grad, so of course you're down here at the Rock and R.
I've never been at the Rock and R bar before. I don't even know my way around.
Where is it?
Certainly not at 8 a.m.
Never at 8
a.m. Usually because I fell asleep in the booth or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, what did you tell us last week and what actually happened?
Well, remember when we talked last week, Aaron, I was like, well, I mean, like a bad night for Republicans would be probably 52 seats in the Senate. A real good night, we're looking at 55 or 56. Well, it was a really, really good night. Kind of across the board. It is pretty remarkable when you look around, I mean, even in this room and looking around last night, the influence that Montana has had on the national stage last night. I mean, you talk about, obviously, under Steve Daines' leadership at the National Republican Senatorial Committee, but Jason Thielman and Brock and Jake and all of these guys that worked on this campaign are all people, Aaron, you and I have known for 20, 25 yeah. years. Yeah. I mean, Jake, I gave this kid his first job out of college, and for a long time I was wondering what in the heck I was thinking. But, you know, he turned out all right. He turned out all right. But look, you know, you can't continue to tell, you know, pee on my leg and tell me it's raining. I mean, that's really what I think the American people sent a message tonight. Kamala Harris, you can't flip-flop. You can't say, hey, I'm for fracking. No, I'm not for fracking. I'm for universal health care. I'm not. You know, voters finally said enough. We don't believe you. We want a return to sanity. And I think that's really what we're seeing. We're seeing a return to sanity.
And with Donald J. Trump on the ballot, too. I mean, it was the smart money ball of Steve Daines at the NRSC.
100%.
But Donald J. Trump on the ballot and those two working together is what helped with the
Steve Daines is not getting enough credit this morning, but what he did in recruiting and what he didn't see on the deal, unbelievable.
Eric was the one. He and his colleague, Evan Wilson, the great Evan Wilson, they're both with Peak Insights. They were the ones who first told me, hey, CI-126 could actually be defeated against the onslaught of out-of-state cash. They were right. We'll talk about that more next.
Taking your calls live. 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, well, we got a great lineup in the works. You never know what we're going to talk about. You never know who all is going to show up. We got the great pollster, Eric Iverson, a Montana kid, Montana Ranch kid. You're always a kid if you're from Montana.
That's right. That's right.
That's how it works here. We got Jake Eaton in the house. I understand Attorney General Austin Knutson is going to pop over and see us. I'm going to chat with Governor Greg Gianforte in a few minutes as well. John Jackson back in studio. I want to ask Eric Iverson about, you know, polling specifically on CI-126, that ranked choice voting scheme and more. What do you want to throw out there, or do you have a question you want to throw out to these guys?
Yeah, Jeremy Carl brought it up earlier, and I think, you know, Jake Eaton hit it on a little bit, but like you guys were saying, you know, to quote the wolf from Pulp Fiction, let's not start pleasuring each other just yet. Because, and I guarantee you, Jake will agree with me here. What they did to Trump in 2016 and what they're going to want to do here in December is come right back here and all of them get together and pass some big omnibus budget that'll go all the way through October and tie Trump's hands for the next year. And so he's got the juice right now with this win, winning the popular vote. He needs to be on the phone to these people, to Mike Johnson and to Cocaine Mitch and all these people saying, do not sign on to this. Kick the CR into the new year, and we will then pass a budget.
A lot of people worried about what could happen during a potential lame duck.
That's right, that's right. And obviously, President Trump's got some political capital to spend right now, and I think he's probably going to when it comes to the budget fight that's upcoming. But look, I think the underlying part of that question is correct. So, like, now we have to govern. We did it. It's not something that you put on the mantle and step back and admire. Now we have to go govern, because I think that the American people and certainly Montanans sent a very clear message last night about what they want. They want to change in the direction of this country right now.
Yeah, and you know, that was what my whole point talking with Jake Eaton here about what do you do after a successful mission every day when we rolled back in the wire in Ramadi, Iraq, or Top Wilderness, Afghanistan. You gas up your Humvees, you gas up the gun trucks so that you're ready to go out on the next mission. That may happen whenever it's needed. But that's the same with political news. Yeah. Now's the time to get back to work and be ready to get
it's
back
time to lead. Yeah. Now it's time to lead. I mean, we all worked really hard for this right now, and now we've entrusted these folks that we've elected, and now they need to step up. They need to lead. This country wants change. I think it's coming. And I think that, like I said, I think President Trump's got a little political capital he can spend right now in D.C., and I think he'll do it.
Eric Iverson, last week you told us that CI-126 and 127 yeah. would fail, which yeah. was surprising news to me because of all the out-of-state money flooding in to help them out. You said John Tester would lose. Of course, Governor Gianforte and the rest would be reelected. And then apparently you also did polling on Iowa, Pennsylvania, and Georgia. And you guys at Peak Insights, you and Evan, were remarkably close with your
yeah.
polling.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, I mean, we had a very good night, obviously, as a party. We had a very good night as a firm. I mean, we did polling for a super PAC run by a well-known tech and aerospace entrepreneur who also likes to build electric vehicles. And we did Georgia and Pennsylvania for him. And, you know, our last roll in Georgia had Trump winning. Our last roll in Pennsylvania had Trump winning, had McCormick up by a point. And there were some very, very close races. Iowa's third congressional district, Congressman Zach Nunn, landslide Zach. He likes to win, by about 1,000 votes, and he's going to pull out another one. We're within about a half a point correct there as well. Look, people talk about the polling industry being broken. There are people who just aren't very good at their job in a lot of jobs. You know, I listen to your radio show. I don't listen to a lot of other ones because they're not that good. Not everybody can do what you do, Aaron. And I think that's important. And, as Republicans, we don't trust the media. Why on earth would we trust polls put out by the media?
Well, certainly not if you're in Iowa and the pollster is named Seltzer.
Goodness. Give me a break.
Was that a hard seltzer or was it just out of fizz? Right. What happened with that one?
You talk about one of the biggest misses in polling, and that one's legendary. Yeah. It caused problems for us. Like, I got clients in Iowa. They're looking at me going like, wait, this is, this is the Oracle of Iowa saying that I'm going to.
She said Kamala was going to beat Trump in Iowa.
100%. She had our guy, Zach Nunn, losing by 7 points. He won last night. But, you got to hold these guys' hands and be like, listen, I understand that she's a big deal in the New York Times. You're going to be okay. But, reckless and irresponsible.
Jake Eaton, Donald Trump last night in his victory speech at about 2:30 in the morning Eastern time, I think, he called out Elon Musk and he said, everybody needs a genius in the room, and we've only got a few geniuses, and Elon Musk is one of them. I think I'm okay.
Is that your Trump impersonation?
It's very bad. Awesome. I got 2 hours of sleep. I sound more like Jake Eaton now. What am I doing? Put something
That's
stronger
right.
in this coffee
That's
there,
right.
rocking arm. But I think I'm okay. So I was floating around the GOP election night party in Bozeman last night, and it was funny because Senator Steve Daines referenced Donald Trump talking about having a genius like Elon Musk, and he pointed to Evan Wilson and he said, Evan, you're our genius. Where are the numbers? It's over. It's over. Senator Sheehy was something to that effect, it was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was amazing. And Eric's right. There's a lot of bad people or a lot of people that are bad at their jobs in politics. And right now, a lot of them are on the Democrat side in Montana. This is some of the worst run campaigns that I've ever seen. John Tester, this is the worst race that he has run out of all of his races. They should be embarrassed. Ryan Bussey, they're paying for car washes out of the campaign. He's paying his wife. They're buying Jamba Juice. It's crazy.
The music soundtrack
and,
for that,
you know, these,
the
you know, and then you That's look the at these, you know, these grifters like Rob Cook and Jesse Binion and these people that just took all this out-of-state dark money, $20 million they lit on fire, trying to con everybody for CI-126. It really is sad to see that there are people that fall for this stuff, over and over again, whether that's, the message side or the polling stuff like Eric's talking about. They're just...
And Jake and I talked about this, too. John Tester never modernized his campaign. He ran the same campaign that ran against Conrad Burns.
The same haircut ad.
Same thing.
Yeah.
And here they are criticizing somebody who moved to Montana, been here for 10, 12 years, fought all over the world for this country, raised his family here, started a business here. They're saying he's not from Montana. They're using the same playbook that they used against Conrad Burns in 2006. What they didn't understand at the time is that only about a third of voters in Montana are natives now. So basically, John Tester was insulting two-thirds of his voters by saying, if you weren't born here, you don't matter.
Not only that, but 100,000
veterans. What are people going to say?
Yeah. 100,000-plus veterans who he says, if you get out of the military, if you got a Bronze Star for Valor and a Purple Heart, and you served your country overseas, and then you come to Montana and you make this your home and you set up a successful business, I'm going to attack you. I'm going to try to destroy your business if you dare speak out politically against me. And never once could he say thanks for your service. Absolutely shameful. And these TV stations, the way they jumped in on the fake news coverage, and they were totally in bed with John Tester. The fake news Montana media is the big story of this election as well.
Yeah.
They got the rebuke
nationally,
also.
And I know Brock's here too. He's fighting the New York Times and the Washington Post on this too. They were working hand in glove with the Tester campaign and the National Democrats in this race. They would get the story written and then they put it on TV back here in Montana.
Yeah, but meanwhile, if there was a national news story that was negative about John Tester, nope, crickets, quiet.
No, I mean, we didn't see a single story about John Tesser once again being the number one recipient of lobbyist money in Montana. This is a guy who ran on a platform. I'm going to end lobbyist influence, right?
That was his going to publish his schedule.
Yeah.
Whenever he met with a lobbyist, it's going to be all disclosed online. That never happened.
That went away. Right now, he's the number one recipient of lobbyist money. He hires a lobbyist to run his campaign. And the Montana media absolutely refused to cover that hypocrisy.
And to John Jackson back in the studio, John, the reason why I think it's important that these guys are sounding off on this right now is because the Montana media is going to go right back to their same old tricks. Now they're going to pretend to be moderate again. They're going to pretend to be fair, accurate, and to the point, and all these fancy little buzzwords. You watch. This January, when the legislature wants to lower your taxes and lower the spending, they're going to have the same biased coverage against the legislators that are working to let you keep more of your own stinking money. So that's why they need to be called out, because they're going to keep pushing this agenda.
I've got to clarify. Jonathan McNiven with Yellowstone County News just texted me, and he's like, we did cover that. So I apologize. Everybody else.
You got what?
No, there's some other great weeklies.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, absolutely. And radio stations out there that have all done an incredible job.
Hey, are we allowed to say, like, can we just float it out there and, like, Majority Leader Steve Daines? I mean, why not?
Right?
I mean, the guy just took back control of the U.S. Senate in huge fashion.
He says he doesn't want it.
I know.
But if Donald Trump
I'm probably
going
to get a text from him right now telling me to shut
your mouth. Thanks for your poll.
That's right.
Yeah. It's really remarkable.
He could be the first Senate Majority Leader since Mike Mansfield from Montana.
Yeah.
Now, he says he doesn't want the job.
Right.
But if Donald Trump says, Steve, you did a remarkable job. You've captured the Senate. I want you to be the majority leader, right? That was my Jake Trump combo.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That's good.
I'm well known for my impersonations and my physical fitness.
Well, that's right. That's
built like a Greek god.
Hey, I'll tell you what. We got the best attorney general in the entire freaking country. Just walked into the Rockin' R Bar here in Bozeman, Montana. Eric, yet another guy. Did he know how to get down here today?
Yeah, I don't think Austin's probably ever been in this establishment either.
I am not familiar with the Rocking R Bar.
What is this place?
What is this place you speak of?
There's jerseys on the wall. What is that behind the counter?
I'm old enough to remember when this place was the old Rocking R Bar.
Yeah, this is fancy now.
Yeah, this is uptown.
Yeah, isn't it cool? Got to see Mike Hope last night. Yeah, he's one of those local business owners that are speaking out. I hope this red wave yesterday is so big that it tells the woke left in Bozeman and in Gallatin County, okay, he's just stop this nonsense.
Just knock it off. Yeah.
You know, stand up for these local businesses.
We're paying attention now. I mean, Aaron, I mean, you probably remember. One of the first things I did was I dropped the COVID mandate on Mike Hope's business here in town, sent a message to all the city council and the county commissioners here.
All right. Well, we got to take a quick break. He can hear the music rolling. So can I. John Jackson back in studio. Aaron Flint here live from the Rockin' R in Bozeman. We got the AG and the governor both massively reelected here in the last 24.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Hoidland.
Two Montana ranching families received the prestigious Angus Heritage Foundation Award in Fort Worth, Texas this past weekend at Angus Convention. They included Dave and Yvonne Hinman of Malta, Montana, and Jim and Bob Sitz of Southwest Montana. I spoke with Dave Hinman.
More than honored to be very humble, to be honest about it. We've met so many good people in this business, and to have them honor us like that is just amazing on the deal. And as you know, those cows have made our living forever. It's pretty special.
Jim Sitz shared his thoughts on the recognition.
We're excited. I mean, I want to give my kids the opportunity that I have, that Bobby had. Hopefully we can keep this rolling, and we're not going to get rich doing this. But it's the lifestyle. You know, that's where the wealth is, in the lifestyle and the relationships that we've developed.
Just the fact that we have so many good customers, that it means so much to us that those cattle work for them. If they work for them, then it's what it's all about. And so they become friends as well as business acquaintances and partners. So the last thing you want to do is make a mistake.
Congrats to him and Angus and Sitz Angus on their recognition. I'm Lane Nordlund.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana. statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, before I go back to Attorney General Austin Knutson, he's got to run, so I want to sneak on our friend Nate Kahana here. Nate Kahana, what a great guy, Green Beret veteran. He's a fellow member of the Devil's Brigade chapter of the Special Forces Association. Not hearing audio there for some. You're not hearing me here? Let's just do this here. Okay, can you hear me just through the headset here? Or yeah, here, let's, yeah, can you hear? Okay, here, let's flip headsets for you here. All right, yeah. That's too many guns you've been shooting over the years there. That's what happened. You've been shooting too many guns. Is that what happened?
Could be.
All right.
I can hear now.
Yeah, so Nate Kahana, CEO and founder of Anthem Snacks, based right here in Bozeman. A little bit of a break from the political coverage today. Good to see you, my friend.
Oh, it's always good to see you, man. And obviously, under these circumstances, even better.
Yeah, so you're happy with the election results here? I mean,
yeah, absolutely. I mean, just at the state level, it's amazing to see somebody come in. It's obviously a veteran. You can actually call out the track record of, tested over the last 4 years. Where he couldn't really hide out under the Biden administration. And it's just been really good. And then obviously running down ticket of Trump has been amazing. And so just to see where the country's at, knowing that there's that the future, that the track record that the Democrats ran on and the vision they proposed was vehemently rejected. So
it's interesting hearing your take on this because, of course, you've got Anthem Snacks, official jerky of the UFC. I got to first meet you at the SHOT Show last year. And Vegas, and then had the honor of attending the UFC 300 with you guys, man. Yeah. Dana White, fighters on the stage with President Trump during speech last night. Joe Rogan, I mean, it's crazy.
I've been telling my liberal friends, just take the medicine, because at the end of the day, what you saw was between Joe Rogan, Elon Musk, Tulsi Gabbard, RFK Jr., even Bill Ackman, people that historically have been liberals coming over, and that independent voter, very much even in the fighters, even with Mark Zuckerberg now training, doing MMA, what you see is fighters are resourceful. You know, they know what a hard day work looks like, and they have a lot of the same values as veterans. And so everybody just wants an honest shot at the American dream. That's what everyone believes in. So.
I think you're a veteran, you're an entrepreneur, you're a vetrapreneur. You're right here in the Gallatin Valley. And so it sounds to me like you know Tim Sheehy, like that his success in the entrepreneurial, you're like, man, that's awesome. That's great. I think that's why he survived this onslaught of $175 million is because people are inspired by a veteran, by an entrepreneur. Success is a good thing, not a bad thing. This
Absolutely.
Is America.
No, you look, you want to know, you give it your best effort, you take the risk, and that, you know, the rewards on the other side, but through that, whether you pass or whether you fail or you succeed, that journey, you're going to get a lot out of, and Tim and his track record being a Navy SEAL and all that, that's what resonates here in Montana. And just throwing hundreds of millions of dollars just to smear somebody. Again, you just go back to the voting record of Tester over the last 4 years where you couldn't hide out because it was such a tight Senate. He's so disconnected from what Montana's thinking, the values that we have.
Yeah, especially in a state with 100,000-plus veterans. Well, Nate Kahana, Anthem yep. Snacks, love your product.
Appreciate it.
So thanks so much for coming down and saying
yeah,
hi.
Yeah, it's always good to see
Art.
You.
Great
awesome.
To see you. Yeah, by the way, if you missed the election night party last night at the Armory in Bozeman, well, hey, we got, like, election morning party going on right now. What a great crowd we've got down here at the Rockin' R. Attorney General Austin Knutson, it was crazy. Governor Greg Gianforte's race got called at 8:03 p.m. last night. The AP called his race. All of the rest of the Republican statewide candidates are on par with the governor's numbers here. Everybody did well, but they didn't want to call everybody else's race.
Yeah, I was really hoping they'd call mine at 8:04, just out of respect for the governor, but that's okay.
Yeah.
No, it was
yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Resounding win, 20 points. Aaron, I'll take it.
Well, Governor, stand by because he's calling in on my cell phone right now so I can get him in on our remote broadcast. And so, Governor, we'll get to you here in just a second, just a couple of minutes as I chat with Attorney General Austin Knutson. Austin, what do you think the big message was that was sent not just at the national level with President Donald J. Trump, but here in Montana as well.
I think Montanans were tired of John Tester. But look, this is something I've been seeing now for 4 years. Montanans are concerned about the border. They're concerned about security. They're concerned about Title IX. They're concerned about boys in the girls' bathrooms. Boys are boys. Girls are girls. That's what Tim Sheehy said during the campaign. And I think that's really why he won such a resounding victory last night. These are things that matter to Montanans. So when you sit in Washington, D.C. and vote with Kamala Harris and vote with Joe Biden, that's not going to fly in a state like Montana now. And I think that's the message that Montana sent.
Well, I look at here. You got 60% of the vote in your race. What a massive message. That shows you where Montanans stand. And so, yeah. So with all of these fake phony attacks that you faced from the far left here in Montana, I think that's a resounding message. Guys, just cut the BS, cut the nonsense here. Come on, get back to work.
It didn't work. Yeah, no. The left certainly tried to take me out. You know, there was lots of shenanigans here in the last couple months. But again, 20 points. That's resounding. We're very excited. I get to keep my team, and we're doing some great work at the Montana Department of Justice. I got to tell you, I'm looking forward to my solicitors not having to fight with the administration in Washington, D.C. That's going to be a tremendous relief.
Yeah, we've now got an administration coming in that we can work with again, and a good administration in Helena. Instead of we've had the governor in Montana, Governor Gianforte, doing good things. We're going in the right direction, but then we face these national headwinds. We can all get this country moving forward in the right direction now. A.G. Knutson, congrats on your big reelection victory. Thanks for coming down to the Rockin' R.
Thanks, Aaron. Get the boss on.
All right. Well, let's get him on. Governor Greg Gianforte, like I say, they called his race 8:03 p.m. Governor, are you there?
Yeah. Hey, Aaron. Thanks so much. And let me just say, I woke up today just full of gratitude to the people of Montana for the incredible confidence they've placed in our administration. And I look forward to getting back to work.
What a beautiful morning here in Bozeman. The sun is shining on Main Street. It's been kind of fun, though. The garbage trucks have been driving up and down Main Street with their Trump signs, with their Sheehy signs, and their Gianforte signs. So the celebrations are continuing down here in Main Street, Bozeman.
Well, that's great. And again, it's been the greatest honor of my life to serve these last 4 years. But there's still rocks in the rock pile. Where there's still more work to get done. And I think our victory last night, the confidence that the people of Montana placed in us is a direct result of the work we've done and the promises we've made about the work we're going to do over the next 4 years.
What about the work of your good friend and former colleague here at your business in Bozeman, Senator Steve Daines? He had one big job this cycle: win back the Republican majority of the United States Senate. And when Bernie Moreno was called in Ohio last night, he did that. But not only did he win back the majority, he's expanding that in a big way, especially with Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy coming across the finish line big here in Montana.
Yeah, I had a chance to talk to Senator Daines this morning, just gave him my personal thanks. And here's why it's so important, Aaron. With Donald Trump going back to the White House, he's going to get to put new leadership at every cabinet secretary position. Without the Senate, they would have stonewalled his nominations and really neutered the Trump administration. With the work that Senator Daines has done to gain a majority of the Senate, President Trump's nominations for cabinet secretaries, for judges, are all going to get confirmed, and he's going to be able to get to work from day one. That would not have been possible without the work that Senator Daines did.
On the state front, it looks like it was a good night for legislative Republican candidates as well, despite the Democrat-controlled gerrymandering that was done on the legislative redistricting process. It looked like it was a very good night for legislative Republican candidates.
Yeah, we're still going to have a majority in the House and the Senate, and we're going to work with the legislature, respecting the separation of powers. But we've always had a good collaborative working relationship. And what I'm particularly proud of is here in Montana, two-thirds of the bills that make it to my desk are bipartisan bills. That doesn't happen in Washington, but here in Montana, we have more in common than separates us. Of course, we're going to advance our conservative principles as it relates to the size of government, the amount of regulation, the level at which we tax people. But, people with good common sense can sit down and we can find common ground.
Any other insights or takeaways, your thoughts on the elections here in Montana? The defeat of CI 126 and 127 is, of course, the good news despite the onslaught of out-of-state money backing it.
Well, I'm thankful that they did not pass. That would have really upended the way we do elections here and would have been, you know, would have given in to the out-of-state money that was trying to screw up our elections. The other significant one was the win of Corey Swanson as Chief Justice. I did have a chance to talk with Chief Justice Swanson this morning. Our Montana Supreme Court has become very activist. But they have a new cat herder over there now in Chief Swanson. Hopefully we can bring a little more common sense. They ought to be ruling on the...
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, I think we still got John Jackson, man in the fort, back in our Montana Talk studios. Well, I'm broadcasting live from the Rockin' R in Bozeman. John, we'll get to you here in a second so you can close out the hour for us. Plus, we got a couple more folks to jump on the microphone here. But Governor Greg Gianforte, thanks for sticking around. And yeah, I didn't want to cut you off. We had the hard break there, but the significance of a new Chief Justice with Corey Swanson, a fellow Iraq War veteran, great news, because clearly the judiciary is kind of the last bastion of this old kind of woke leftist, you know, stronghold in Montana, I guess, if that's how we want to call it.
Yeah, we don't want an activist court on the right wing or the left wing. We want justices that are just going to rule on the law blindly. And I think Chief Justice Swanson replacing Chief Justice McGrath is a huge upgrade for Montana, and I'm just thrilled that he was victorious last night.
Well, Governor, it's been great to catch up with you this campaign cycle. I know we're going to have more opportunities down the road, so enjoy the day, and thanks so much for freeing up some time for us this morning.
Yeah, thank you, Aaron.
All right, great to have you on the program. Hey, next up on the microphones here, from the Rockin' R in Bozeman, our friend Richard. And Richard, I actually first met Richard doing an event in Helena earlier this year. Richard, you were telling me you were, the 101st employee for Governor Gianforte here in Bozeman. And so you're pretty thankful with the election results last night, huh?
Yeah, that's why I'm here. I was thrilled this morning when I woke up and heard all the great news. I actually just came down personally thank both Greg, if he's still listening out there, Greg, and Steve Daines, who were both, I work for both of them. Of course, Greg hired me there back in 1999. I'm a California immigrant into Montana 25 years ago last week. So I brought my family here to have a different way of life. And it was a far different place back then, especially here in Bozeman. But I have hope again that maybe it'll get back to that way again at some point. That's kind of the brief of it all. But I really just felt this morning as I came in that I wanted to personally thank on the air Greg and Steve Daines, if you guys are out there listening.
Yeah, they're listening, and I know a lot of their team's listening, and some in the house here at the Rockin' R right now.
Well, Richard Beach.
Yeah, Richard, good to see you again. Thanks so much. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I remember. Yeah. You were telling us your great story about Billings last night and so much more. John Jackson back in studio. John, what do you got to get off your chest? What do you want to share across Montana? Thanks for hanging back in the studio there.
Got to get this one thing. We all talk about how a rising tide lifts all boats. Well, anybody there in the Rockin' R bar that can hear me, anybody there on the microphone that can hear me, and all the influential people out there listening, is it not time for Aaron Flint to have a nationally syndicated radio show, people. It is time.
Oh, man, you're too. Well, hey, we're already statewide syndicated, and we get to stay in Montana. So, no, this is awesome. It's so great to be here. We told them we'd be here on November 6th. We're here, right, John? Which, by the way, didn't we tell a certain Chuck Schumer a little something? Somebody just messaged us on the Montana Talks app. They said, hey, Aaron, you should offer to buy Chuck Schumer dinner at the Bistro Cacao back in Washington, D.C. Jeremy Carl, do you remember that when I ran into Chuck Schumer at the airport? I'm just sitting there having coffee. My cousin and I are hanging out. Chuck Schumer walks off the airplane. I said, hey, Chuck, we're going to beat your boy John Tester in Montana. And he was yelling at me from like 50 yards away. That got under his skin so much.
I love the energy I saw when you posted that. I think my kind of takeaway on all this, though, is in talking with my friends, you know, who are political pros over the last few weeks, I think we were confident we were going to get this result. This is the easy part. Now we got to do the hard part, which is actually governing and using this mandate to win. And, you know, this was a really good first step that we took last night. The American people really sent a message to people in Montana, even more gratifyingly for us as Montanans, sent a message. But now we've got to give them what they've been asking for. And I'm optimistic. I'm certainly ready to go to work myself. I just hope we can deliver on what this great mandate that we've been given from the voters.
Yeah, and it's like, I know we want to take a day to celebrate John Jackson. I mean, the morning. How do you peel back the $30 trillion in debt that Tester added to the credit card over the past 18 years?
Yep.
How do we get rid of 15, 20 million illegal aliens that they allowed to flood into this country in the last 3 to 4 years?
Yeah.
I mean, wow.
Well, and that's the sort of stuff that I'm interested in working on. So we'll see where things end up with this new administration, both in D.C. and then obviously the continued mandate that the governor has here to hopefully be even more aggressive in pursuing some of the priorities that he's gotten now that they've been ratified by our voters here in this state.
John Jackson, back in the studio, about 30 seconds to go. It's been so cool. I was hearing from fellow combat veterans from all across the country last night. Hey, how's Montana looking? Oh, did you hear the news about President Trump? So cool to reconnect with comrades in arms who care deeply still for America.
I tell you, it's amazing to see in the face of all the evil that we had coming to us that the American people rose up last night and said, no, we are taking this place back. It's an amazing day. It is morning in America.
That's right. Well, I got about 2 hours of sleep. I got to hit the road. If you see a guy snoozing behind the wheel of his pickup in Springdale, that's just me. Don't worry. Just drive on. Drive on. All right. We're going to be back tomorrow. John Jackson, thanks so much for your help this morning. Great to have you as always.
All right, buddy.
Brett's